Self-image. Oh, we are. It is the new virtue. Self-esteem, self-image, self-accolation. All of this stuff about thinking we're wonderful and valuable. Certainly nothing wrong with thinking we have dignity. Certainly nothing wrong with a healthy assessment of our talents and our liabilities, certainly. And we are not dunghills covered with snow, as Martin Luther said. On the other hand, self-image is somewhat of the be-all, end-all of a healthy existence is really getting out of control in our society, and you see it pervading every place you go. Let me give you a couple examples of this. First of all, I got to tell you that the research says that all of our attempts to foster self-image in kids doesn't work. Self-image is a byproduct of a lot of things, and it's not something you can just make a kid have through fancy little bulletin boards and cutesy little exercises and not using a red pen and enough stickers on your sticker system. Friends once told me that their granddaughter, 9 or 10 year old girl, was taking part in an end of the year school Olympics competition, you know, track and field type stuff. How fast can you run? How fast can you jump? How far can you throw something? And of course, after the day was over, everybody got trophies because they participated, you know, because they could breathe. Because they can walk across the field without tripping. They got trophies. We don't want anybody to think that they're any less able in anything than anybody else. To be able to say, hey, that guy over there, he can run a lot faster than me. Good for him. No, 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 no. That would be awful. That'd be anathema among modern secularists to essentially think that anybody could do anything better than anybody else. And, dare I say this, it's a gift from God to be able to do these things at certain levels. Well, the little girl was given a trophy by her teacher. She went up to the teacher at some point, either after the class day or later, and gave the trophy back with the rationale of, I didn't win anything. I'm not the fastest runner. I don't deserve this trophy. And I don't know what she said. I don't know if she said, that's okay, this is fine, I'm happy. But she gave her the trophy back. The teacher contacted, I guess, the girl's parents about this acting out episode. Did she say, well, I want to tell you about your daughter. She reveals a particularly healthy self-awareness, that she was quite able, with an even-keeled emotional state, to give back the trophy and say, I didn't earn this. There's other kids in here that are a lot better at all that stuff than I am, and I'm okay with that. True self-image, if you want to put it in those terms, to use the language of the psychological moment. No, no. The teacher's question was something along the lines of, maybe we need to find out what it is that's Andrew, don't set off the alarm. I'm quoting. Find out what the issue is with this little girl that she feels compelled to give this trophy back. Maybe there's some problem here. Maybe we need to explore how she sees herself. The grandparents told this story to me, and I think they wanted me as a shrink to give my commentary, which I do sometimes. Not as a shrink, but as just a person that has opinions on things. I said, well, I personally admire the little girl, for heaven's sake. What a great attitude. I didn't win anything. I don't need a trophy. And, you know, she could have said, I won it, and I still don't need a trophy. Who said that I gotta have a trophy? Which I personally think is a great thing. And I think there's a bit of an irony there, don't you, in the teacher's approach to this? If part of our whole self-image package is we just have to accept where everybody is, well,
Where this little girl is I don't want the trophy. I didn't win it. Well, if we just need to accept where everybody is, she is there. But we didn't accept that. Something's wrong. I had a similar situation a couple of years ago. My kids playing a church league for baseball. And at the end of the year, every single kid got a trophy. Every kid. All the same size. No difference. They all got trophies. I told my boys, did you guys win the league? No, Dad. Well, you want the trophy? And they looked at me like, well, it does seem kind of silly, doesn't it? I said, why don't you just give it back to your coach or your league manager? Well, when they went back to give it back, wasn't accepted. The adult could have said, oh, okay, well, you guys don't want these? Why not, boys? And my boys would have said, well, we didn't win the league. And at which point he would have said, well, that's okay. That's okay. We're all winners here. We're all special. One of the best lines in the little cartoon movie, The Incredibles. The mother tells her son, everybody is special. And her son said, what a great pronouncement. If everybody is special, nobody is special. What a great line. But we walked away from the field, and my boys had their trophies in their hands because they wouldn't be accepted back. And furthermore, I was kind of there watching the scenario, and I kind of said, they don't need it. That's okay. You know, they were glad to play. It was great to be able to play, fun to be able to play, even though they didn't keep score in these games. That's a joke. You know, keep score. Everybody doesn't keep score except the kids. Every kid knows exactly what the score is. I just love this. We're not going to keep score. I digress, but there's a certain irony to not keeping score. For example, some of the coaches got chastised. Because if a kid, you know, when you're 7, 8, 9 years old, bottom line, you stink. You know, come on. Is that bad for self-image? You stink. And that's okay. You're supposed to stink when you're 7, 8, 9. You're not very good. You got to learn this game. Some kids stink less than others, but for the most part. And so if a kid would hit a ball, typically it would go through the legs of a little kid, and it'd roll into the outfield, and two little kids would run after it, and then they'd bump heads, and they'd fall backwards, and then the ball would squirt between them, and then the faster kid would get to the ball, he would pick it up, and he'd throw it wild into the infield, it'd roll all the way to the backstop, and then the catcher would go over, throw his mask off into the backstop, it would hit him in the head, he'd bend over, try to pick it up, and trip over the bat. In the meantime, the guy who originally got this little dribbler between the shortstop's legs is coming around third, because when you're in the little league, you keep running until you're out. Well, some of the coaches got grief for sending him home, for letting him run. He should have stopped him at first. Come on. It went through the shortstop's leg. Just stop at first. Don't keep running. And I said, what does it matter? If we're not keeping score, what does it matter if he scores? If our goal is to teach him how to run the bases, then the bottom line is when the ball goes through a person's legs and you can make second base, you run for second base. You don't stop at first and go, oh, shoot. The ball went through his legs. Time. Let me run over and help him. And then I'll go back to first and I'll just sit here until those other guys get the ball. If the goal is to learn the game, which everybody says it is, we're here to learn the game. Well, part of the game is when the ball goes into the outfield and two outfielders bump heads and fall backwards, if you can take second base, take it. If you can take third base, sliding, slide. If they overthrow the ball coming into the infield and you can head home, head for home. But no, our particular coach was viewed as, well, you're kind of cutthroat, aren't you? These are just little kids. Well, if we're not keeping score, then what's it matter that he scored? We don't even know that he scored because we aren't keeping score. See what happens when you get goofy? But I thought the example of self-image run amok was a classic. This poor little girl who said, dear teacher, I don't need this trophy. I didn't win anything, and I'm not a very fast runner, and that's okay. I'm comfortable with that. the teacher called her parents and said, we better look into what's going on here. Something could be wrong. She didn't want...
I wanted to say, the little girl at age 9 saw through the ridiculousness of this whole thing. This is a classic example of when the crazies are running the asylum and the sane person says, you're all crazy, all the crazy people look at him and say, what's wrong with you? You make no sense.